Mountain FM, your adventure station. The Whistler Writers Festival kicks off tomorrow night and going through until Sunday, bringing some of the best writers from across Canada here to Whistler. And talking today with Shelley Leadall, writer of poetry, short fiction, novels, children's literature, and nonfiction, among many others, and featured in two events at the Writers Festival. How are you today, Shelley?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Excellent. Well, we're looking forward to the festival this week, and we'll see you at the Gibbons Literary Salon at the Westin on Friday, as well as the Writers of Nonfiction event on Saturday at the Fairmont. So why don't we start with the Gibbons Literary Salon? Tell us a little bit about the event and what book lovers can expect.
Well, I'm going to talk very briefly about why book clubs are so popular and a bit about their history. And a bit about, and again, anything that I do, I like it to be a discussion with the audience members, so definitely I want to hear their experiences as well. I'm going to talk about who forms the members in your group and what kinds of things you do and ways we can read books from different perspectives. So we can read them as entertainment, we can read them from a literary perspective. And I'm going to be discussing that and what kinds of things would we be looking for and talking about if we're reading a book from a writer's perspective.
Oh, okay.
And also throwing out a lot of more fun type questions like, what do you do if somebody comes to your book club and they never read the book?
Ah,
they just
want to
drink the wine and, you know, chat. Usually when I'm doing any kind of a presentation, it's very much about the participants' experiences, not just my own.
Interesting. Well, it sounds like an excellent event. Again, the Gibbons Literary Salon. And the other event that you're doing is the Writers of Nonfiction event. You're on the panel there as well. It's certainly a genre that I'm particularly interested in at the moment. What kinds of topics will be covered there?
Well, I can only speak about the book I've most recently published, which is called I Wasn't Always Like This, which is a bit of a potluck collection. It contains essays about the writing life. I've been a professional writer since my first book was released in 1990. There are a number of travel essays, but they're not so much about the places I go and what I've seen there. They're about the people I meet along the way. So what I'm most interested in is relationships, all kinds of different relationships. And regardless of the genre I'm writing in, every book I write is about one thing, and that's the human heart. And there are essays, well, actually not an essay, but there is one short story within this book of essays about online dating. And it's called Plenty of Fish, and I'll be reading an excerpt from that at the panel discussion on Saturday.
Now, you were telling me in promoting your I Wasn't Always Like This collection of essays, you're doing some home readings. Tell me a little bit about that.
I am. Well, similar to home music concerts, I have decided that we need to start marketing our books in different ways. Instead of expecting people to come to me or to come to a bookstore or a university or a cafe where I might be reading, I'm going to offer to go into people's homes, and if they can gather, you know, 12 or 14 friends together, I will read a piece from the book, and then I'll turn it over to them. I will sit in a circle, and we will share our own stories based both loosely and specifically on ideas from whatever I've read. And I really want to do this because I think that we are beginning to lose the art of conversation in society.
I don't know about you, but one of my favorite things is being read to. To have somebody come to my home and read a selection of a book, I'm all for that.
Yeah, well, back to the book club idea. I'm also going to be talking about the fact that book clubs can be as small as two people. I do often to get together with one friend at a time and read aloud, whether it's during a road trip or just, you know, at someone's home. And I particularly like that type of miniature book club because you can stop at any point and discuss, you know, did you get that? Or, you know, does that can you connect with that? What do you think of this character?
Yes.
I absolutely love it.
Yeah, conversation in relation to books. They go perfectly together, and that's what's happening at the Gibbons Literary Salon Friday at the Westin at 4 o'clock and the Writers of Nonfiction event at the Fairmont on Saturday at 10 a.m. You'll catch Shelley displaying her vast knowledge and talents at both events with tickets available at WhistlerWritersFest.com. And Shelley, thank you so much for chatting with us today. We'll see you at the festival.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.